shit, this thing's still cold too. Fuck. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Shit.
Oh man.
It's March 9th, and this is episode 36 of When Worlds Collide. I damn near almost said 37.
Almost got.
I don't know what my mental. Awesome. I'm literally like looking at the script, and I just can never get the number right. Oh god. Welcome to episode 36 of When Worlds Collide. I'm your host for this week, Captain Smalls, and as always, we have Mr. Fish.
Yeah.
Welcome back on cam, buddy.
Yes, sir. It's good to be back.
You made me deal with Frent for a week. That was miserable.
Yeah, well, tough times.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all good, bro.
Yep.
So as some of you know, we do our spreads every week. I was the loser for February. And unfortunately, I have to do a punishment. And I will be providing the crack this week, but the crack will be from a Four Loko, which will be bonged. As punishment. So,
hello, John Craxy with you.
Everyone, welcome on in. Crack your beers. Let's get it going. Ooh, a little crack. As you can see, brand new Blue Raz Four Loko going down the hatch. I'm going to need some assistance over here, buddy.
All right.
Bong. Pour it in, baby. Yeah. Pour it in nice and slow. Climb on top like you're in a rodeo. It's the smell that really gets you, you know? My heart is racing. I haven't done this in so long.
Still going.
My heart's racing, man.
Beautiful.
Will you hold it, the funnel for me? You got it? You got to do a little thing here. You know, I got twisted bag, Ash Ketchum style. You got
bubbling.
It? Oh, I know it's bubbling. Yeah, hold it up. You ready? Fish is holding it. Here we go. All right, 3, 2, 1. All right, let's get this podcast going, damn it. That's what she said. Just throw it wherever. I'm not worried about it. I'm ready for our podcast now, baby. Don't lose bets with your friends.
Before it goes downhill.
Yeah, don't lose bets with your friends. Quote unquote friends.
Dude, the smell.
Alright, buddy, so into the gaming news, huh? We are question of the day. I know we've both been playing Elden Ring. You've been playing a little bit more than I have.
Oh, yeah.
I have plans to play more, but it is what it is. But anyways, that's where our question of the day stems off of. Chat, what is the hardest game you've ever beaten / played? Fish, I'll go to you first, buddy. What is the hardest one, man? Are we Dark Souls? I know you're a big Souls fan. Or what are you thinking?
I would say... Yeah, I'd have to go, like, from software game. I think Sekiro was probably the hardest game I've ever beaten. That game definitely took me, like, at least a month or so. Maybe even longer to beat. And then after that, I played Dark Souls 3 before Sekiro. And I thought that game was hard as hell, too. So, it has to be from software games. I can't think of any other game that seems harder than it. So, yeah.
So, I'm actually going to go... with the game that's right behind you on the wall there.
Yeah.
Cuphead.
Oh, yeah, that's yeah. Right.
The thing with Cuphead, though, is it threw me a curveball. I was like, oh, this...
threw everyone a curveball.
It's like, this animation, this game looks awesome, dude. I can't wait to play it. And then I played it, and it took us, like, an hour to get past the first level. I'm like, what the hell did I just sign up for? I thought this was going to be, like, a... happy-go-lucky, like, platforming kind of game.
Yeah, right. He deceived everyone.
So I'll say that. And then the other one that was a huge pain in the ass actually was Halo 2 on Legendary Edition.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
As you guys might know, I'm a little bit of a Halo fan. Halo 2, man, people forget on Legendary when you're playing co-op, if one of your teammates died, that's it.
Yeah.
You get reverted back to your checkpoint. Whereas every other Halo, like if the other Spartan survives, you can respawn.
Yeah, you'd have Halo to, like,
you couldn't do that
zone area first, and then they would respawn.
Mm. Yeah, so I, those are the first two that come to mind for me.
When you play any campaign on hard mode, I mean, like, it's not going to be a cakewalk.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
I heard God of War on, like, the hardest difficulty. That takes a while to beat, too. It's so hard. I watched some streamers play it, and I was just like, holy shit.
I have, like, a problem now, though. I have to play every game on the hardest difficulty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, me too.
Like, I think it's a disease. Like, I literally start the game, I'm like, oh, I can't wait to enjoy this game, you know, and just have fun with it. And then it gives you the option to choose your difficulty. I'm like, oh God, I just keep scrolling down and it says like merciless, you're not going to have fun. I'm like, okay, here we go again.
I do the same thing too. Part of me is literally just like, well, one, I want the challenge, and two, you get all the achievements when you do it on the hardest difficulty. So you play through it once and then you get the easy, medium, and then the hard difficulty achievements.
That's the thing, dude, is like, especially that's how all the 360 achievements were set up.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, I feel like they're like more, a little bit more unique. You know, they're not so like challenge oriented.
It's collectibles now. I hate it. I don't like it.
I wouldn't even say that, but like, it's like weird shit. Like, save the fifth bystander on mission 4 within 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
yeah.
It's like weird shit like that. It's not so generic. Like the old 360 games, I feel like achievements were pretty like cut and dry, you know?
Right, right.
Beat mission four on easy, like you were saying, you know?
Yeah.
Some of the hardest games, Mama said, mentioned PUBG. We're thinking more along the lines of single player games, like story games, Mama, but...
I mean, PUBG still is a hard game. Oh my God.
To get your first chicken dinner is an achievement in itself.
It's so nerve wracking. Oh my God.
No game gets my heart pumping like the final circle in PUBG.
Right? Yeah. That's how I felt when I played on
PC. It doesn't matter, the Battle Royale. Like, the way your heart pumps in the end of a PUBG match.
I was at, like, 250 beats per minute or something when I won my first PUBG game. I felt myself sweating. I was just, like, hyper-focused. And then you win, and you're just like, oh, God. It's so good.
Yeah. Tusk was saying getting 100% of Red Dead Redemption 2 was a pain in the ass.
Oh, yeah.
As well, he's, like, a big fan of, like, taking Madden franchises that are just dog shit and rebuilding them. So he said he actually tried to do a 0 overall Madden team and rebuild that, and that was a huge pain in the ass.
Wow.
That's
definitely a challenge. Oh, my God.
As well, Spartan mentioned Injustice and Mortal Kombat. JM Gaming mentioned Monster Hunter. Monster Hunter is a game actually I wanted to dabble with more, but I didn't.
Yeah, it was one of those games I kind of regret not playing because it's like right up my alley. Just fight monsters, customize your gear and weapons, and just have fun with it.
Yeah, dude, it was like one of those things like where, like, I think Turk, Brian, and I all had the game, but we never like linked up at the same time to play it, and I just didn't have fun playing it by myself.
Right, right.
You know.
Yeah, it definitely looks like more of a multiplayer game, but I'm so pissed I never played it because it's just, oh my God, I would spend hours customizing my weapons.
Dude, I know we say this all the time, but like maybe that's a game we explore, but like my backlog is so big.
Yeah, right, we can't add another one to the list.
I know, man, there's just not enough time in the day to get through all of the backlogging I need.
Oh no, did you ever beat the medium when it first came to the Series X?
I haven't played it yet.
What?
I didn't have a Series X at first, remember?
Yeah, I remember that, but...
I know that was, like, one of the launch titles, but, like, I never played it because I didn't have it at launch.
I liked it. It was not, like... I wouldn't say it was, like, insane, you know? I would give it, like, a solid, like, 7.5, 8, maybe. Like, it's definitely worth playing. I think you're going to enjoy it.
I will save that game for October. Once October comes along and I start playing some horror games, I'll definitely play through the medium. Was it, like, about 8-hour campaign?
I would say so, yeah. I'm slow as shit with games, though, so I think I spent, like, 10 or 12 hours in it, but that was mostly because I was just AFK or just, like, looking at stuff all the time, so if you, like, power through, it should take, like, 8 hours.
Oh, yeah, man. So, hopping into some of, like, the actual news here for gaming, what do we got on deck for this week, man? We had a little bit of an abbreviated week last week, so we do have some stories carrying over from last week, but, Yeah, man. I mean, go ahead and lead us off here, Fishy.
Well, I think I wouldn't say one of the biggest things this week, but one things I like sawing, seeing,
Sawing.
sawing. Yeah,
I love sawing, dude. Big sawing guy.
one of the stories I saw was that God of War will potentially have a TV series, and it looks like Amazon Prime is gonna like pick up that story and everything and run with it. So I'm kind of excited for it. I mean.
Yeah, I'm pumped, dude. Like we've discussed before, console wars are dead. Just like
Yeah.
bring games to everyone and bring like more entertainment, like as far as like telling the video game stories. So we're on the same page with this. This is just kind of continuing discussions we've had in past podcasts.
Yep.
All for it, dude. So yeah, I don't know. Did they give like a release date or even like a time frame as to when this will be expected?
I wouldn't know. I mean, if we're just hearing about the news now that they're like potentially like doing it, then I mean like they still have to write the script and yada yada, so I would say at least a few years, a couple
It's
years.
it seems like PlayStation's putting a lot of chips in the like entertainment realm, you know?
Oh yeah, I think they need to, because I mean we today like kind of like in addition to what the news, Sony had like a state of play where they like showcase a bunch of games that's coming out. I thought they were gonna talk about news about their version of Game Pass or something, but they're still quiet on that. And it just, I don't know. It's weird to see now. But yeah, I think with the show, I can't give my opinion on if the show will be good because I'm waiting for the Halo TV show to come out. If that show's good, then the God of War show will be good. If the Halo show's bad, then I think God of War will be bad.
But Halo's coming out on Paramount.
Yeah,
So I
so
think a better thing to like kind of measure it would actually be the Lord of the Rings series, right? Because
yeah, true.
God of War is coming to Amazon. Yeah, so I think if they do a good job with Lord of the Rings and don't fuck that up, that'd be a good indicator that they'll treat God of War right.
Yeah, we're still, again, I'm still in the phase like I gotta see the new Lord of the Rings show, I gotta see the new Halo show before I become more optimistic
Well,
about
dude,
video game shows.
we're almost there for the Halo show. We got 15 days. And just so you guys know, if anybody doesn't have Paramount Plus, I figured out a way where I can stream it into Discord, so we'll have a big Halo party when it comes out.
It.
Yeah.
All
F it, dude.
right, I like it. Yeah,
Some baby.
Discord party, let's
Power to
go.
the people. Yeah.
Oh God, I really hope that's good. I really do. So.
I think I'll cry. Like I think I'm at that point with Halo where it's just been such a content drought, and then if the show itself is bad, I might shed a tear.
Just a little
You
tear.
catch me vulnerable and drunk one night, I might shed a
Oh
tear.
baby, I'll be talking about
Yeah.
it.
Oh man. Let's just hope we don't get to that point.
Yep.
But outside of another TV show, you were bringing up the point that we already have some like very early Game of the Year contenders,
Oh yeah.
as well as some of the worst games of the year. So our very early best games of the year are Dying Light 2, Destiny, Witch Queen, Elden Ring, God of War, Ragnarok, and Horizon Forbidden West. If you had to pick one right now, where are you going? I have a feeling I know where you're going, but where would you go?
You already know my answer.
Elden Ring?
Elden Ring.
Yeah.
But I will say, if God of War Ragnarok doesn't get delayed till next year, that could also be a strong like contender for Game of the Year as well.
I mean,
So
dude,
we gotta see.
don't sleep on Starfield.
Maybe I forgot about that game too. Shit. So maybe like three big ones. Elden Ring, Starfield, God of War,
It's
Ragnarok.
gonna be a good game, a good year for gaming.
It's already been a great year for gaming
Yeah,
too.
no, fair enough, man. Fair enough.
I definitely want Destiny Witch Queen to succeed too, but I haven't played it yet. I really want to play it, but I heard nothing but good things about that expansion.
Yeah, I just need to pump more hours into Elden Ring. On this list, that's probably the only one I'm really gonna dabble with. Being an Xbox player, you know. But yeah, and then as far as the worst games, Babylon's Fall, I don't even know what that is. And then Crossfire X. Dude, I spent $15 on Crossfire X because I was pumped for the release date. I was like, I'm gonna pump some hours into this, even if it's like just decent.
You got skamazed.
Dude. Holy shit. How bad is that game?
Bro, I'm still so conflicted with it.
That was like my sleeper pick, right?
Right, yeah.
Like nobody really expected anything of it. I was like, all right, Crossfire X, I'm gonna give you my my boat of hope. You know,
some light on you.
$15. I'm gonna try to support you. Let's get this game going. And then I start playing it. I'm like, holy shit, this thing sucks.
Well, that's why I said I was like so conflicted, because the first night that it came out was when we were doing our podcast, which was what, like 3 podcasts ago, maybe 4.
Yeah, so I blame the podcast for me spending that $15.
It was in the heat of the moment.
Yeah, I was drinking, you know.
The braid was definitely not at 60% during that time of night.
It started at 60%. It probably got down to at least 41.
I could see that.
At least.
Yeah. But, like, the first night we played it, I had a great time. We played it for, I don't know, a couple hours before I headed out, and I loved it. And then the next day we played, I was just like, wait a second. This game's dog shit.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck is going on?
We did have actually a decent time the first night.
Exactly. Yeah, I was dropping, like, 20 bombs. I was getting MVP. I was killing it the first night. And then the rude awakening, the shroud was unveiled the next morning.
Yeah, I've done that with a lot of games, actually. Mm-hmm. I remember in college, man, Turk and I played the Doom beta.
Oh, no.
But hear me out. I actually loved the Doom multiplayer, but there was nobody playing it.
Yeah, I could see that.
But we played the beta for like 6 hours opening night, like maxed out the beta. Yeah.
Yeah, it's... It was just a damn shame what happened with Crossfire, because just like you have a really good, you know, like sight of the game the first night.
Yeah.
And then the next day, you're just like, what the hell happened in like the 8 hours that I haven't touched the game?
Right.
It was so weird.
Yeah, I think the locos talked to me, because I have no idea why I brought up the Doom beta. It was not relevant at all to the conversation.
No, you talk about the worst games that you played. Yeah,
but so. I actually enjoyed it. I don't know where that stemmed. Anyways.
Well, the other game that I saw was Babylon's Fall, which I thought was like a PlayStation exclusive.
I don't know what that is.
It's like an RPG game, but like it's so bad, dude. Like the characters look terrible. Everyone looks like they're made from the same character model, just a different hairstyle. And the combat looks just bad. The graphics are bad. I think it might be worse than Crossfire X, but like it's probably gonna be labeled as the worst game of this year at this point, or Crossfire takes the cake. I don't know, they're both in a pretty good seat.
I'm sure there's some like dog shit game we haven't even heard about that's worse than those, but like as far as like games that were actually like publicized, like
we're only 4 months into the year, so I mean we still have a lot of good games coming out. I think one dark horse game that people should have their eyes on would be Tiny Tina's Wonderland, the Borderlands franchise, because that game looks fucking sick.
It's not a DLC?
No, it's like its own game. Like,
okay.
I the thing I bought off the store was, I think, like its own standalone game, like a mini Borderlands game. I haven't finished it yet, but it was really fun when I played it. Then I think they just made a whole nother, like, D&D style Borderlands game, but like way bigger. So I think that game's gonna be really good.
Oh yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what else we got. We mentioned this game just now as potential game of the year. So Elden Ring smashes sales records for its game. You want to elaborate on this one? I know you wrote this one down.
Well, I mean, a lot of people were. When I say a lot of people, like, what I've seen from, like, video game journalists.
Yeah.
Before the game came out, they're just like, oh, the sales will be bad for this game because the game's too hard for newer players and everything. And, like, they've been running that story for, like, every From Software game that they've released. But what I've known so far is I think they've sold, like, already 10 million copies of their game. It's, like, the highest concurrent player count on Steam. It has, like, just the most players out of every console so far. So, what are you going to say?
I was going to say, I actually did see a tweet that, like, the caption was, single-player games are dead, and then it had Elden Ring's, like, concurrent players, and it was, like, 500,000 or something.
Yeah.
And then the caption was, yeah, single-player games are dead.
Exactly. So they're doing, no matter what, like all these journalists say, and just like, like the haters and whatnot, but like they sell well, and the games are so fucking fun, man. I absolutely love them. And on top of that, I just saw like this speed running record not too long ago. I think like yesterday or day before, but some guy has already beaten the game in under 3 hours. I
Yeah,
can't fathom.
I hate to break it to you, but somebody beat it under an hour now.
No shot, bro. Are you kidding me?
I thought I just saw something when I was scrolling through my phone before we started the episode that somebody beat it under an hour now.
Oh my.
Because I saw the 3 hour one, and now I think it's down to under an hour.
Dude, that's absolutely crazy. I wonder how, like, and this is just like the beginning of it, Like, if
Oh, yeah.
I saw this news yesterday about the 3 hour, and then it
Good
got down
shit.
to an hour. It's gonna be
Yeah.
like a 20-minute run by the time
Oh, I
GTA
know.
comes
I
out.
know. Yeah. That's one of the things that's really cool about these kind of games, though, to be honest. Like,
Yeah.
I'm gonna play it like all the way through. I don't like I think we brought this up last week, actually. I'm gonna ask you this question, actually, because we brought it up last week with Frint, and he had no idea how to answer it, because like he's
Oh.
not a gamer dude.
Yeah.
But like, do you look at guides, like guides or tips to tricks for games like Dark Souls or Elden Ring, or do you just go in raw?
It's a bit of both. I for when I do From Software games specifically, I just go in and play it, and when I like notice something that's happening, I won't like look up a full guide, but I'll like look up the step where I'm at in like a quest line or something, because the way that From Software does their quest lines is so stupid. I hate it so much. You talk to an NPC, you have to talk to him multiple times, and then like you don't have like a quest log, so you have to remember what the fuck they just told you.
That was the best thing you ever told me about like those kind of games, though, is keep talking to the NPC.
Yeah.
Because there's a couple times in Elden Ring where I would just talk to him once and I started walking away. I was like, nope, go back.
Yeah.
Hit A again or whatever it is.
I didn't realize that until I was like 10, 15 hours in Dark Souls 3. That was like the first Dark Souls I started with, and then I went back. But when I first played Dark Souls 3, I would like talk to an NPC once, and then I remember just like randomly one day I accidentally pressed like the Y button again to talk to him, and she just like kept talking. I was just like, "What the hell is happening? I just finished talking with you."
I
And then
know.
I realized I was like, "Oh shit, you have to talk to him like 100 times
Yeah.
before you're there."
Spit it out, bitch. What do you gotta
Exactly.
say?
Yeah. So I was so mad, dude. I was so pissed when I figured that out.
Yeah, but no, I feel that, bro. But yeah, man. Pretty dope. I actually, like I was saying, I love the speed runs.
Yeah. And if you don't know, on Twitch they have a charity event called GDQ, which is Games Done Quick, and it runs for
Yeah,
like
man, I love that channel, man.
I watch it every year. Mostly 'cause of the Dark Souls franchise games too. They're so fun to watch. But yeah, it's like happens every year. It should be coming up relatively soon. I'm not exactly the specific date on it, but yeah, you definitely should watch it, 'cause it's just like all these speedrunners do like every game you can think of, and Elden Ring will definitely be in that time slot for this upcoming one. So
Yeah, I
that's
can't
why
wait
I'm
to
so
watch that.
excited. Yeah.
So I'm gonna need some help from you in chat. The loco starting to kick in.
Oh
If I
God.
start slurring, guys, I need alerts. All right, blow up the chat. Smalls, get your shit together. All right, let me know. All right,
Well, I guess we're just gonna have to power through it.
power through for sure, hands.
Yeah, we'll do one last thing. So I saw this news, I believe yesterday or even today, but Xbox Game Studios has earned an average of a 87.4 on Metacritic, and they were voted as best publisher of 2021 too. So
That checks out.
yeah, good job, Xbox.
Yeah, I
I'm glad
mean, I even if like so their studio, like as far as their IPs and their games lately, over like the last 5, 7 years, like last generation,
Yeah.
been ass. I don't think anybody's gonna deny that, but
Oh, yeah.
they're definitely back. They're definitely doing what's right. And even outside their own studio, like just the whole realm of Xbox is just all about the gamer. So we've talked, this is another thing we've talked about in multiple episodes, you know, but we're all for it. So it's nice to see that they're getting some recognition for their own personal studio as well.
Yeah. And to put it into perspective, like Sony also on Metacritic got a 81 and almost basically like an 82 or no 81.3. And then Humble Games, which I don't know who the hell they are. Like, is it like the Humble Bundle game thing that they're talking about?
I got no idea.
Yeah, but they also earned like an 80.9, so like an 81, both for Metacritic. And I almost want to take this news with a grain of salt because Sony and Humble respectively publish more games than Xbox Game Studios, so like that does like skew the numbers a tad bit. I don't know like the exact specifics for.
So is this 2021 though? Like if it's within a year span, then I think it's a pretty fair assessment because
yeah, and that's Xbox Studios 2021 because we're not even all the way through 2020.
So, but my point is that Xbox Studios has been publishing more games recently. Like,
mm-hmm. They really hit the stride or their stride. Yeah. Like I think the past 6 months, 7 months.
Right, and you know. I don't know. It's so weird because we're still dealing with like COVID, repercussions and stuff.
A lot of factors going on with it.
But I mean, it's nice to see them have that average, you know.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, you gotta still love it to see that Xbox Game Studios came out on top. You know, even with 2021, like it didn't seem like they had some good games come out, but I mean, they still hit it off.
No doubt, man.
Yep.
Yeah,
they did play a good part in it.
Yeah, live service game my ass.
Bringing up some touchy subjects, huh?
Yeah, no, I don't want to have to kill anybody tonight, so we'll just go on to sports. So I get first sports question of the day. We had a surprise appearance at the Warriors game the other night.
Yep.
No other than Jackie Moon from the Tropic shows up.
Yes, sir.
Warming up with the team and drills a half-court shot right before the Warriors game. Warriors end up with a dub.
Ooh.
Klay Thompson's credit and Jackie Moon. So kind of my question stemming off of this, like obviously Will Ferrell having some good fun. He's done the Anchorman bit on ESPN before, and now he's got a Jackie Moon appearance. So my question off of this, what other fictional character would you like to see IRL, like in some kind of setting like this?
Oh, easily Air Bud. I've never seen a dog.
Oh, bro, dude.
Air Bud.
Such a good answer.
Yeah, it just immediately came to my mind.
My mind is blown. I don't even have a good answer for this yet. Like, I was going to, like, let you, like, think about it and give your answer. Now I'm fucked. Like, you're too quick with it.
Yeah, I know. This is the first thing that came to my mind. Oh, actually, two things came to my mind. First was Air Bud, because, one, I've just never seen a dog play basketball before, so that would be insane to see like a dog make a three-point shot or something.
I'm so glad that you said that. Air Bud is the perfect answer.
I love that movie. And two would be Lola Bunny from the original Space Jam.
Okay, I was actually gonna say the Space Jam characters, so now you double fucked me.
Yeah, there you go.
So now I gotta
you're on your toes now, huh? Four Loko and you.
Ooh, baby. Oh,
think
dude!
All the sports movies I can think of.
Sports. Yeah, I'm trying to think, man. I don't know. Just give me the Kool-Aid Man.
Troy Bolton from High School Musical.
Yeah, so I could punch him in the face. Fish, I'm just gonna have to jock your swag because those two are like the perfect answers.
Yeah, you can't.
Like the Looney Tunes from Space Jam, and then Air Bud.
Oh yeah,
dude. A+ effort out of you.
Yeah, dude, I'm a little bit above 60% right now, surprisingly.
All right, well, let's stick with the...
It's making me feel old.
Why?
Sorry, Bob. Was it because of the Air Bud reference?
Air Bud is definitely top tier.
I don't even know how old that movie is. It has to be like 20 years old.
Everybody's on board with the Air Bud, man. That shit is fire.
Dude, that movie's so good.
Anyways, let's stay on the topic of basketball for a second.
Sure.
So recently, Duke and North Carolina played their annual game, you know, hated rivals. But a little twist in this one is actually Coach K's final game as the Duke head coach.
Oh, wow.
Duke ended up losing, so Coach K went out a loser. So I just was wondering.
That's a bit harsh.
Yeah, no. I was just wondering, like, personally for you, like, are you happy about it that he lost? Are you sad? Do you care? And do you root for North Carolina or Duke in particular? Or are you kind of indifferent about the whole thing?
I honestly don't care. I mean, if the guy wants to retire, I mean, you can't really, like, pick a good season to retire. You just got to do it. So,
yeah.
Happened on a loss. It's just, like, whatever, you know?
So be it, yeah.
Yeah, so be it. So, was he, like, like, how well-known was he?
Coach K?
Yeah. I mean, like, how notorious was he in his college?
He's top five coaches in NCAA all time.
Well, I don't watch college basketball then, so.
But you got, I mean, Coach K is, like, coach for the Olympic team and shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not everyone knows everyone, Carl, okay? I barely can keep up with the NFL and the NBA and the fucking MLB. You want me to know all these damn college teams for basketball and football?
We're colliding worlds here, man.
I'm still, it's a learning process, you know, step by step.
Yeah.
You know, I just got through the main sports industry, so now I gotta go to college.
Don't make me call friend. I don't want that bitch back on here.
Everyone's learning here, okay?
Yeah. I gotcha. Me personally, like, I root for Duke more than North Carolina, but the cynical side of me kind of is like, yeah, you're a loser, you know? Because honestly, like, as far as college basketball goes, I'm not, like, a huge college basketball guy either, but...
Oh, yeah, you're giving me shit, and then you say the same thing.
Hey, I know who Coach K is.
Yeah, like, but, like, come on, it's college basketball. I only pay attention during
March Madness. He transcends college basketball.
Okay.
But, yeah, more of a Syracuse guy, so I'm more of a Boeheim fan.
Yeah.
You know, Boeheim literally has, like, all of his kids on the team and, like, just dumping on Syracuse now. He just doesn't care anymore.
Yeah. I'm a big Notre Dame fan. I like Notre Dame.
Notre Dame, huh?
Yeah. Only because I visited their college and I got lacrosse shorts from them, so I still wear them.
That's the only reason.
Yeah. I like Texas too, but there's also
you get shorts for them too.
Oh, I got a t-shirt. I like the Cavs too. You know why?
No, I don't.
I got a Cavs.
You got a hat.
I like the teams that I buy the sports apparel from.
You are a sucker for free shit, huh?
Not free shit. I bought the shorts and this hat myself. The Texas.
Oh, okay.
Beef, though. So.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
It was a nice little sandwich.
Oh, jeez. Where do I go from there? Lord almighty.
Oh, maybe a little beer chug. Oh, wait, you can't.
Yeah. So Brittany Griner got arrested.
Yeah. Yeah, she did.
In Russia.
Yeah.
So that sucks.
Yeah. What was she doing there?
I don't know what Brittany Griner was doing there, but I don't know why in hell you'd be over in Russia right now.
Yeah,
This was like a month ago, maybe not even. What the fuck are you doing?
Wait, you said that a month ago?
It's that recent, yeah. This is like a story that I wrote. Oh, dude, I'll open the link, but... Let me see. It's not that long ago, man. It really isn't. March 5th, 4 days ago.
Oh, okay. You said a month ago. I was like, wow, she got arrested.
I thought it was like
Russia invaded.
I actually thought it was a little bit longer ago.
Yeah.
But March 5th, yeah. I mean, dude, what the hell are you doing in Russia?
Yeah, so that's one question I have too. Like, what? She had to have been doing something basketball related, obviously. But the article I read didn't really specify why she was there. Only the reason why she got arrested was because of supposedly they found little cartridges of hash oil or just like little weed cartridges in her bag. So they put her under investigation for that. And now they're saying that the Russian officials are going to go into a super in-depth investigation. If she finds anything, then she could be charged for like 10 years in prison. And then at the end of the article, they said that she could potentially be used as a bargaining chip for prisoners of war for this, for the Ukraine-Russia war that's going on right now.
So Vince and Spartan said there's an international game, actually.
Oh, see, I knew that something was going on.
Yeah, sure, right.
Yeah. I was going to say, she wouldn't be in Russia just because, you know? I mean, like, it had to have been sports related.
Yeah, but I mean, either way, man. Like, I wouldn't be fucking around over there. Like, I don't know.
Well, it's a tough situation. It's like funny because like the way I read the article is saying like she could potentially use as a bargaining chip for prisoners of war. I was like, what a day we live in where they just capture
professional athletes are getting a bargaining chip
exactly for like other prisoner of wars, and that part I found funny. It's just like it sucks that it's funny at the same time, but I don't know how to deal with this. So she's gonna be there a little bit.
Yeah. Hopefully she gets back to the States fine.
Yeah.
Dude, I just remember, like, the first thing that this, like, triggered in my brain was that college student that went to jail in North Korea.
Did he?
For stealing,
I never heard about
that. For stealing a poster in a hotel.
Oh, no.
Oh, no is, like, an under-exaggeration. Like, this guy was so, like, fucked up from being in the prison and, like, being tortured that, like, when he got back, like, I think he, like, got back to the States and pretty much died.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So I hope Brittany Griner is home safe, but it just like it's just crazy, man.
Yeah. Well, I would hope that Russia's a little bit more civilized than their North Korean counterparts.
I don't think they are. I don't want to get too political here, but they just bombed the children's hospital today.
Ah, yeah.
So I think we're going to cut it right there because we don't want to go down that route. We'll go into some more news.
Get back safe soon, Brittany Griner.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, for sure. It's the NFL offseason, but we have a ton of NFL news, actually.
I'll say the transitions have been spot on.
Yeah, especially with Calvin Ridley in particular.
Yep.
So we've had a ton of news from Calvin Ridley, Joe Buck, and then ended it today. We'll start with Calvin Ridley. Calvin Ridley is suspended for the entire season going forward.
Yeah, I heard about that. Was it because of that tweet he sent, or was that already beforehand?
No, so he placed a bet under his own name. And then they flagged it, obviously. And, yeah, now he's banned for the entire season. And then after the ban came out, he tweeted, and I quote, "I bet $1,500. I don't have a gambling problem." So my question is to you is, this guy's an idiot, right? Like, you're in the NFL and you're betting on NFL games?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can't. There's no way around it. There's literally no way around it. I don't know why he, first of all, why use your own name when betting?
Yeah.
Just give the money
to your buddy. Give it to your buddy.
To your friend.
Yeah.
It's literally that simple.
Yeah. Here's $1,500. Go bet on the Falcons.
And then we split the difference or whatever.
So,
I mean, like, I'm not a genius either, but that seems pretty damn foolproof to me.
So, here's the thing, man. I've seen a lot of people saying, "You bet on the Falcons to win. What's the problem? Guys are beating women and they get 2-6 game suspension, whatever. People are smoking weed, they get suspension. Why is Calvin Ridley out the entire season for betting?" So where do you stand on this? Is the punishment too harsh? Where, like, what do you think?
It's a tough way to look at it because one, I know, like, with all like the domestic dispute things that have gone in with the NFL, I don't think the punishment is harsh enough for situations like those. For gambling, I feel like I would be on the same boat with you. They definitely for a season, you know, because like you shouldn't. It's basically insider trading when you do it at that point, right? So I think it just like takes away from the, you know, like the soul of the game and everything. And then you could.
He was betting on his team to win, though.
But still, I mean, like, I don't think people in their own professions, especially when you have a chance to bet on something, should be able to do it, you know, because like there's always connections and yada yada yada. You can go like a million ways with this topic, right? But I don't think it should just happen, plain and simple.
I was really trying to steer you the other way. Yeah. So that we could argue. I completely agree with you. The problem with this is the problem with this is, though, is you're taking away the complete validity of the game.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
You can't have players betting on the sport they're playing in. I don't give a shit if it's like, it could be anything like a prop bet. Like, okay, Calvin Ridley has 6 catches this game, right? Mm-hmm. You could be fudging numbers like okay, I got five, we're winning, I'm not going to catch the sixth. If you start with Calvin Ridley betting on his own team or whatever, you know, that those are baby steps that become mountains.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's why you can go into so much detail as you go on.
Right. And the thing with this is, if you take away the validity of the game, then that impacts the fans' perception of it. If you impact the fans' perception of it, that's less money for the NFL. So they're making an example out of Calvin Ridley.
Yeah.
They're going, you're out for the whole fucking season, man. Because you're not only breaking the rules, but you're fucking with
their money,
with our money,
with their money. Plain and simple. Yeah.
Exactly. That's the bottom line, dude. Mm-hmm. It's like you're messing with these guys' money because you're messing with what the common fan perceives as a legitimate game.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I actually do think that the punishment is just. I just think that the NFL is too inconsistent with their punishments. I think women beaters kick them out of the league.
True.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So I don't think it's any argument that the NFL is inconsistent with their punishments.
Yeah, I want to say I agree with what Vince said, but he said if it's a repeat thing, then like his punishment should be more, but if it's like a first time thing, it should be lessened.
No.
If we're going that route, I think the lesser of the punishment should only be a season, while if you repeat it, then
you're
either gone or it's like 4 or 5 year suspension, or even 2 or 3 years.
You can't have betting in sports.
Yeah.
It can't happen, guys, because the thing is, if they go light on Calvin Ridley, then you have this long snapper that's making $250,000 a year while all these other guys are making $50 million like Aaron Rodgers, which we'll get to in a second.
Yeah. You have a third string player that gets in a game and then he can potentially throw it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like a long snapper. Okay, the line is -3. We're down 6 right now or whatever. I got this field goal here. Let me throw the snap over the punter's head.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know? So it's, you can't have betting in sports. That's why they're throwing the book at them. I think that's why it's happening. And I think that's what's got to happen, man. You got to keep the validity of the sport. If the validity of the sport goes, everything goes.
Right.
You know, I mean, people already talk about how games are fixed.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if they didn't throw the book at this guy, what they would be saying?
Yeah, and then people are like, oh, he must have had a bet on this game tonight or something. Like, a clear pass that, like, a wide receiver should have caught and he purposely drops it or stuff like that. Like, if we're thinking about these things now, I mean, like, what, the sky's the limit when you go down the line for, like, another season or two with this topic.
And so, Spartan, I'm going to have to completely disagree with you here, man. He said it's not just for the amount of money that he put into it. I completely disagree because a snowball turns into an avalanche.
True.
I don't know if that's a saying, but you get what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah.
It just snowballs. It keeps compiling, dude. You let one guy get away with it, and then the whole league's fucked.
Oh, yeah. 100%. So,
anyways, we got plenty of NFL news to get through here, guys. One of the commentators for the Sunday Night Baseball, actually, is getting a bag thrown at him by ESPN. Allegedly, Joe Buck is expected to get a 5-year contract from ESPN for $60 to $75 million.
Ooh, baby. He's earned it.
So, the kind of question I have stemming off of this is, if you could, like, cast or be a broadcaster for any sport or game, what would it be? What form of media would you be? Would you be on the radio? Would you be on TV? Would you be doing a podcast?
I saw that question. Where
would you go with it, as far as, like, your topic? And then, like, what form of media do you think you get into if you had a choice of any?
Oh, man. Well, I mean, I could go with the easy answer for what's going on tonight.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go a little bit different. I would love to cast for Apex Esports.
Apex Esports?
Bro, oh my god. When you watch the tournaments in those games, they're so hyped and it's so fun. And, like, if you know what you're talking about in the game as a caster, Like, it gets crazy. So I think, like, the hype is there. It would be super fun. I know the player base, the fan base is always there, and it would just be like such a intense moment every time you would cast for something. So I would do Apex. Second guess, or yeah, second answer would be this podcast.
I think I would like to do like a show, kind of like ESPN or
Like G4 TV.
yeah. So I would literally, what I would want to do is a Win Worlds Collide TV show, essentially. That combines the two into a TV show with the setup of ESPN, like top 10, here are top 10, like, but it's a mixture of gaming and sports. 'Cause that's the realm I live in, dude. I love both, as far as gaming and sports go. So I think that's what I would like to do. I'd like to do a TV show like that. But if I had to pick a game to cast for, Super Animal Royale, for sure.
Yeah, my ass.
No, definitely Halo.
My ass. I
Halo
was
for
gonna
sure.
say, you want me to say the answer for you?
Yeah. No, but dude, honestly, like the vibe we have going, like in this podcast, like makes it a lot of fun, even though we do put a lot of work into it.
Oh, yeah.
Because you guys might not believe this, but we do actually put a little bit of prep work into the podcast. I know, like, our performance doesn't always show that, like, we put effort into it, with that 60% brain capacity.
Yeah.
But,
We try to at least find topics to talk about, okay?
I mean, we're at episode 36. We gotta be putting a little effort in,
A
right?
little bit of
Yeah.
effort, adding that 5% to the brain capacity.
But where this question stemmed off of was Joe Buck's pending contract. We had another contract that was just finalized with Aaron Rodgers, and he is securing the fucking bag, baby.
That's an understatement.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers signs with Green Bay, $200 million, 4 years. Guess how much is guaranteed? I don't know if you saw that number or not.
I did not see the number.
But
What
he's
is
getting
it?
50 mil a year for 4 years.
Oh, 10 mil guaranteed.
10 mil is guaranteed.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to go up a little bit.
A little bit? 15.
153 million dollars are guaranteed in that contract.
What? At the beginning?
Yep.
What the? Oh my God. Good for you, Aaron. Good
Yeah.
shit.
Hey Aaron, do you want to take care of my
Oh my
student
God.
loans, bro? That'd be dope.
You put my kid through my college, my non-existent future kid.
Right.
Oh my
Anyways,
God.
like that's obviously great for Green Bay. Sorry, Vince and M, not so great for the Vikings.
Vincent's already like looking on the downside. He's like, hopefully it doesn't destroy their roster. It probably will. I mean, I don't know how long Rodgers can last for. I didn't think another 4 more years. I was maybe thinking another season or two, so
Yeah.
it's a little iffy. Either way, he's still getting, what, he said 105 guaranteed?
153.
100, what?
That's what I said, bro.
Dude, I misheard you. I was thinking 10 mil at first, and then I heard 100. I was like, oh, 100, half of it. 150.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
So this kind of like stems the question off of it. They drafted Jordan Love in the first round like 2 years ago, and now he's just sitting on the bench for another 4 years. So I think at this point he's trade bait. So my question off of that is like, where does Jordan Love end up? You got teams like the Saints, Steelers, and Colts that all need quarterbacks now. Can you see a destination at any one of those spots for him?
I see a destination for him on the bench that he currently is already warmed up.
Yeah, you don't think he's going anywhere?
I don't think so. I don't see it happening.
I feel like
I haven't really
the
seen
Colts
him.
might be a good destination.
How much has he played in the last season or even two
He
seasons?
hasn't. He hasn't played since he's a rookie. He's just been getting groomed.
Exactly. So, I mean, you gotta get some playing time in, gotta get that experience, So I don't know why people would actually be looking for him.
So I think the Colts are interested just because they just traded Carson Wentz off, which is like we're gonna get into like this quarterback carousel in the NFL, like which we don't normally have, which is wild this year.
True.
Actually very interesting. My only thing is like I don't want the NFL to turn into the NBA where like people are just like flip-flopping all the time.
The all-stars moving.
Right, but like every now and then, like a free agency season like this is good, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I just don't want this to become the norm, but I do think...
Maybe it's a time. We haven't really seen, you know, previous seasons before where, like, we've heard a bunch of NFL, like, QB talk with, like, trades and stuff. So maybe this is, like, the one year where just, like, a bunch of quarterbacks are moving.
Yeah, I could see Jordan Love going to the Colts, man. I think that's the most likely one. Because the Colts actually just traded Carson Wentz to the Commanders.
Yeah.
On top of that, we had...
their new name, by the way.
I fucking hate it. You're sarcastic, right?
Something, dude. It's better than I just got used to the Washington football team. I thought that was their official new name. And then I heard Commanders. I was just like, all right, I could deal with it.
Okay, so what's worse, Commanders or Guardians? I think Commanders is actually worse.
They're both not even that bad.
I don't like either of them. I don't like either of them.
They're fine. I mean...
They're so fucking generic.
The Colts. I mean, Browns. What the hell does Browns even mean?
Bro.
The color brown.
Oh, I gotta educate
this guy. The Rams.
I gotta educate this guy.
The Rams. What kind of Ram, huh? Are we talking about, like, South Pacific Ram or, you know, like, Norwegian Rams?
Oh, God.
Yeah, you talk about generic. Literally every name's generic.
It's gonna get me going, guys.
That's what I said. Back. That's Hold what I back. Said, Spartan. I mean, like, it's they're not terrible.
Hold me back.
They're not terrible. That's all I'm giving them, okay? They're not terrible.
Commanders.
Be better.
Commanders sucks.
Oh my god, Commanders is sick. It's like military type deal. Like, oh, Commander. Commander in Chief, Washington, you know, hand in hand.
Okay, we're gonna continue here.
Makes sense to me.
On top of Carson Wentz getting traded to the Commanders. Russell Wilson also got traded to the Broncos today. That was kind of like the big splash in the bucket, man.
Yeah, I was surprised by that. I can't believe he got traded.
Yeah, that's wild. They chose Pete Carroll over Russell Wilson is what it came down to.
Why? Russell Wilson had a pretty good season.
They're taking the coach over the quarterback, even though the coach is 75. Yeah.
That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I had Russell Wilson as my fantasy QB for pretty much the whole season. That and Carson Wentz, too. And I remember they didn't really let me down any weeks for the most part.
Oh, here's my question, man. With this shakeup, you know, you got the Commanders, they got Carson Wentz, Antonio Gibson, Terry McLaurin, possibly J.D. McKissick, depending on where he signs, and then Curtis Samuel coming back off an injury. Broncos have Javonte Williams, Jerry Jeudy, Cortland Sutton, Tim Patrick, and K.J. Hamler, RIP Noah Fant.
Big fan of Javonte Williams.
Where do you think has the more explosive offense next year? Both actually have decent defenses. Maybe the Broncos are better. Like, what team do you actually think has the more explosive offense?
I definitely would go Broncos, mostly because I'm a Williams fan for the most part. So I would definitely say Broncos over Commanders.
Yeah, I think the Broncos as well. I do think Antonio Gibson is a better running back than Javonte Williams, but we'll see. Javonte Williams only got half the work this year and did a lot with it. But if he can actually carry the load, he might be a great fantasy option. I know a lot of people are already projecting that.
Yep.
But Antonio Gibson does have three down back capabilities if he can stay healthy. And Terry McLaurin is a full-fledged wide receiver one, whereas I'm not so convinced that Cortland Sutton or Jerry Jeudy are wide receiver ones. I think they're wide receiver twos with high upside. But Terry McLaurin, there's no doubt. He's been lighting it up with dog shit quarterbacks his entire career. So now that, like, he's got, like, not a dog shit, like, average quarterback, I think he'll be decent.
Why does it sound like you're talking about the Browns, too?
Don't get me started on the Browns.
Right?
But,
got a deja vu right there. It's like, could be talking about, yeah, Baker.
I gotta go. I'm on the same boat with you, man. I gotta go with the Broncos, but...
Yeah.
I do think the Commanders are gonna look nice on offense this year, as long as they stay healthy. I do think Terry McLaurin, out of all these people I've mentioned on each offense, is the best option.
Mm-hmm.
Scary Terry.
I would hope that they learn from this previous season as to, one, not catch COVID as much, and two, not get as injured as much, because those are two huge factors that played into a part last season. So hopefully it's a little better next time around.
Kind of on this note, Kane's is saying Seattle wants to rebuild, but I don't understand, like, why rebuild at this point? Like, why not try to run it back another year? Like, Pete Carroll is going to retire soon. The dude's like 75.
Yeah.
So why are you taking the coach over the player? I don't know. I think you try to run it out a couple more years and then rebuild, but I mean, who am I, right? But then as far as the Steelers go, man, I am going to be really annoyed if Trubisky goes there, because that's pretty much your only option left with Trubisky and then Garoppolo. But I think Trubisky's actually going to get like a semi bag, you know, like 10, 15 mil a year, semi bag. And I hope it's not for the Steelers, to be honest. Don't sleep on the Ravens either. Everyone is finna be healthy. Yeah, man. I mean, the AFC North is always a tough division. I'm just hoping the league has figured out Lamar Jackson, but I don't think that's the case. That being said, I also think he's one shot away from being done. When you play like that, you're one shot away from being done. So we'll see. I know we have a lot of AFC North presence in this chat. I know Goon, Tusk, Tank are all Steelers fans. Spartan and I are Browns fans. And then we got Canes are Ravens fans. There's a lot of animosity in this chat. No doubt about it. And then we got Vince looking in from the outside. I know he's a Vikings guy with M. But hey, NFL, man, I can't believe all the NFL news that's happening in the offseason. I'm looking for news about different sports and shit, and I end up talking about NFL more, you know? Is Bridgewater still on the Broncos? I have no idea. He's not playing if he is. Like, I'm sure we'll see it unfold a little bit more over the coming weeks. But, guys, it's getting to that point in the podcast where we're getting ready to do spreads. If you guys want to compete with spreads with us, we're doing our spreads for March now. I'm the loser for February, hence the Loka Wong at the beginning of the episode. And I'm holding true, though. I told you, I was built for the league. I'm doing good right now, guys. If you're wondering, I know none of you are. But this will be our first week for the March spreads. Guys, I'm going to put this in chat, and then you can go ahead and try to get in. And you could try to beat Fish and I. And if you beat Fish and I, good for you, you know?
I'm going to hold the title, baby. 2 months in a row. I'm actually surprised that I somehow went 9-9 with my predictions. It's pretty on par with my my play style. Pretty average at stuff.
I'm going to do two of these again, guys, just because it's 30 seconds. I haven't corrected it yet. Unless we get everybody that's actually chatting in. Vince, Goon, Canes. Yeah, we're rocking with you three. All right, Goon. You're picking bets with us again this week, man.
Ooh, baby.
I am going to up that timer in the future to like 2 minutes or something. But
you can only go up from here, because if I remember correctly...
Yeah, Goon was like 1-4 the last time.
1-4 for the week, so I don't... Yeah. You'll do better this time around.
Absolutely. I hope you don't, personally. But, yeah. So, for the first game, guys, we have Toronto FC versus the Columbus Crew. Columbus Crew are favored by 1.5. This game will be played on the 12th of March at 1:30 p.m. You catch it, what is that, Saturday? Saturday, 1:30?
Saturday? What sport is this?
Soccer, bro. MLS.
Soccer?
Yeah.
Let's go Toronto.
All right, Fish is taking Toronto. I am going to go with the Columbus Crew, baby. And then, Goon, are you going Columbus or Toronto?
Going Toronto.
Going Toronto, okay. Next one, guys. We have a Counter-Strike game that will be played tomorrow at 2 p.m. It's Epic Dudes versus Big Academy. Big Academy is favored by -217. Fish, who are you going with? Epic Dudes or Big Academy?
I was going to go Big Academy regardless of the predictions.
Are you familiar with them?
I've heard of them before. I haven't personally watched their games, but if it's for Counter-Strike, it's kind of hard to get every team because they just have so many tournaments before the grand finals.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Epic Dudes just because they're Epic Dudes.
You know? You like the name?
Yeah. I literally don't know anything about the Counter-Strike teams, but I'm just going with Epic Dudes.
Yeah, I mean, like, we know, like, all the big ones, like, you know, like Luminosity and Optic and all them.
Hey! Fucking Goon, my guy! He goes, I'm going with Epic Dudes just because I'm watching a podcast with
Epic Dudes. Let's go,
Goon, my guy.
What a great.
Yeah, man. I think Goon gets a win on that one either way.
I do like the response. It yeah. Good.
Well, I'll end up dicking us in the end. I'll end up losing by 1 point.
Yeah, right. Shouldn't have given it to him.
All right, next one, guys. We got Nuggets versus the Kings. That's happening at 10:10 tonight. I actually didn't grab a spread on this one. I'm just guess we're just gonna do it straight up. But I'm doing the Nuggets.
Ooh, I should have
grabbed the spread, but I'm just gonna do the Nuggets straight up.
I was gonna do Nuggets too.
Yeah, I mean, honestly. Yeah, that's a clean sweep for Nuggets. That's my bad, guys. The Nuggets should easily cover the spread, but who knows?
They're probably favored.
Oh, they're definitely favored. The Kings are trash.
Right?
That's a freebie for everybody. Hey, Delzos, what's up, man? Next one, and in the NHL, we have the Canadiens versus the Canucks. That happens at 10:35 tonight. Any of you NHL fans?
NHL.
Oh, yeah. The Canadiens are favored by 1.5. Are you taking the Canadiens at 1.5 or are you taking the Canucks?
I kind of want to go the Canucks. It's a little spicy. Mix it up a bit.
I kind of want to do that too, but fuck you. So I'm going to go with the Canadiens.
Wow. You really want to beat me this month, huh?
Dude, I got to win, man. I just had to fucking do a loco bong. I gotta get back on the horse and win a W.
Some people climb up to greatness. Other people are born with it.
You could suck me dry. How about that?
Says the talk of a loser. Don't talk to me, peasant. I'm your king.
Yeah, so that's episode 36. I gotta go kill fish real quick.
Wait, that was only 4 spreads.
I got another one. I just have to kill you.
Okay.
So Goon's taking the Canadians. Last one I have on the docket here is the Players Championship is happening this weekend in the PGA. I grabbed 3 players, and I figured we could pick from these 3 players based on how they perform and place. Dustin Johnson is plus 3,500. I don't know why I said it that way, 3,500. Jordan Spieth is plus 4,000, and then Rory McIlroy is plus 2,000. So we're doing this one based on how they place over the Players' Championship this weekend. So Dustin Johnson, Jordan Spieth, Rory McIlroy, where are you going, Fish?
Going McIlroy, baby. Mostly because I don't know the other
one. He's a hoe, man.
Probably.
He's a fucking hoe.
I don't know much about PGA. I do enjoy watching some of the tournaments, but, you know, I don't follow it that
much. Give me the long ball with Dustin Johnson, baby.
Ooh.
Oh, Goon's going McIlroy too, so then that means McIlroy's going to win because
looks I'm like just
destined to lose.
Yeah, looks like Carl's going 1-4 this week.
Johnson is a beast, and his wife has got some big ass fake titties.
Wow. All
right, dude, his wife is Hulk Hogan's daughter.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, she's busty as fuck.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's definitely never thought I'd hear those words in a single sentence.
I'd be amazed if I lasted 30 seconds. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? No?
Oh, my God, dude.
What?
Well, that's this week's spreads. go from PGA to Hulk Hogan's daughter.
Big fat cream pies.
All right, I'm done, dude. Get me out of this office chair.
Hey, guys.
Get me out.
Motherfuckers in chat, listen to me real quick, all right? You can find us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. We We'd very much appreciate it, guys, if you're able to follow us on those platforms. Follows are free. All of our content, as far as, you know, like the TikTok/shorts, interviews, gameplay, episodes, that's all on our When Worlds Collide YouTube page. You guys go ahead and drop that a follow, even if you don't watch anything, man. That would be huge for us. We're trying to get that page up and running. As always, we love interacting with you guys during the podcast and love you guys being here. So thank you guys once again for being here for episode 36. And
catch you next week.
Yeah. All right. Hell yeah, guys. We'll talk to you later.
Peace.